farazila. تسكن البيض والربا والرمال، وهواك ليس يغفو الجمال. هما في الروح شعر وخيال.
We haven't really gotten to the wild 90s.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We haven't really, because...
Like, oh, yes, yes. Even,
I mean, as complicated as all of this has been, we haven't left your childhood yet.
I guess.
Because something like, on your birthday, apparently, too.
I know, yeah. And they had, like, what I was talking about, that, you know, like, I was waiting for the cartoons and stuff, right? Like, because they were playing the ballet, Swan Lake. So it was on loop.
That must have been kind of creepy. Be like, why are they playing this again?
Yeah, and can you imagine, like, what was happening? Like, again, like, I was a kid at the time, right? Like, the only thing, like... From 1991.
I mean, you weren't that much of a kid. You were like 10, 12. Like,
yeah,
you understood
but
enough,
I was a kid.
But you understood that something big was happening.
Yeah,
you
something
like
big was happening. But at the same time, you know, like, it's one of the things that we talked about before, about the how we were extremely isolated, you know, like, and still my home region is very much isolated area. It's very isolated. It's very far flung, in a sense,
right.
Place that it's very difficult to get there.
What's the trip like? That must be quite something.
Yeah, you can get there by plane. And by plane, I think it's like maybe like 6 hours, like 7-ish hours or something like that.
From Moscow?
From Moscow,
right.
Yes. But the flights are super expensive. So, like, you know, so it's not everyone can get in, but also not everyone can get out because it's just super expensive.
And the train probably doesn't.
I think maybe. But to certain area, like to certain area, but then you have to, you know, like some other way. Yeah. Yeah. So it's still very much isolated. You know, like when you think about the internet, you know, like internet is everywhere and it's not.
It's not everywhere. I have proof.
Yes. It's not. And because of that, like, I have a feeling that my community and our region is still very isolated.
Well, they're lucky. They're not missing much on the internet.
But it still touches
us.
You know, like, it's still all of the things that are happening in the world, they still impact us,
right.
Like and sometimes in very drastic ways. So I forgot what I was saying.
We were talking about the 90s, the arrival, arrival of the end.
I can't even imagine what people were thinking at the time because we're very limited, you know, like TV connection, and they're showing this one leg, and especially in the rural areas like mine. Two.
Two, right. State channels.
Yes, state channels. So, and, you know, like, I can't even imagine, you know, like what people were thinking at the time. But we realized that how everything changed afterwards. I feel like especially it hit families like mine because, again, we were a very big family with a lot of children at the time, really not grown-ups, and poor family. And it hit us in a way that it didn't other people. And especially considering that, again, we were in the rural area. But at the same time, I think our dependence, I think I was telling you about that, you know, like that we came to be very dependent after 1990s on our traditional modes of subsistence, like hunting and fishing and the harvesting, you know, like the berries harvesting and such. And I remember telling you that we spent so much time on the land during that time, like 1990s, like horrible times and like very brutal times, very criminal times, that us as children spending so much time on the land with our parents, it's soothed us, you know, like in a sense, because we're kind of like wild kids, you know, like very as you can imagine.
Well, they call it wild capitalism, right? Dicky capitalism. Yeah. Like, what's the term in Russian? Dicky or something?
Yeah, dicky, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I think, like, that the fact that this kind of living on the land and living off the land, it not only saved us, my family, in terms of the, you know, like having food, you know, like literally, because there is nothing in the shops.
Wow.
There is nothing in the stores.
The money, too, must have been.
Oh, yeah. There was no I remember currency. We talked about that. Yeah, there is no any currency. The currency was vodka. Yes. Especially, you know, like for this big
That was in the exchanges. Immediate aftermath of the collapse.
Yes.
That was the immediate part. But then it must have gotten worse as the effects of that were kicking in, like as people started to die off.
Yeah.
As, yeah. Like I mentioned, a lot of criminal enterprises, yeah. I imagine, yes. Prostitution,
yes.
People selling organs. Like
yeah.
The horror stories from mm-hmm. 90s Russia are like bleak.
Yeah.
They took a rich country,
bleak,
they
yeah.
looted it.
Yeah.
They took it apart. And they, like, it's insane. And
yeah.
I would be, if I were a modern Russian today and looking at the security mm-hmm, and stability mm-hmm. of my country, like, we have yeah. things again, like, I would not miss the 90s and I would mm-hmm. not say that was a good thing.
Yeah.
I would say, this is really bad. Yeah. I do not want to be, like,
yeah.
I don't want that to come back. So I'm going to associate, like, the current contemporary status quo with something good.
Mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm.
it's people. I don't think people get that here.
Mm-hmm. No,
like,
I don't think so.
We have an image of the 90s
yeah.
as like neon
yeah.
clothing and mm-hmm. like the X Games and like, you know, cable TV blowing up. Like the image of the 90s yeah. of Russians is trauma. Mm-hmm. It's like your whole collapse.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the like vacuum that mm-hmm. it created, mm-hmm. these monsters mm-hmm. like take over your society and like oligarchs divided up like freaks and like, I mean, mm-hmm. I grew up on this stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
they were all this triumphalist, like, oh, look, we got him. Like, I remember there's like I was thinking last night to this terrible Bond. I mean, it's a good Bond movie. Don't get me wrong. It's GoldenEye. It's the one that takes place in post-Soviet Russia.
Yeah.
And all the cliches are there, like the broken down Lada. Mm-hmm. Like, it's all the corny, you know, like whatever, you know, nightclubs and gangsters mm-hmm. and all that stuff. And like an embittered former Soviet general as the villain yeah. and like all everything.
Yeah.
But like you watch that and like the smug Western viewers, mm-hmm. like we knew
yeah.
we were going to
yeah.
win.
Yeah.
It was good that I believed my government.
Yeah.
Like it's everyone thinking that, oh, look, they gave in to us too, stupid commies,
mm-hmm.
like those
mm-hmm.
stupid Ruskies.
Yeah.
Like that's the stuff that they say here. And that was normal.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was,
mm-hmm.
they were like spiking the football. Like, ha ha, look at their life expectancy.
Yeah.
Like, ha ha, they're using vodka as currency. Like, that's what you get. You're now one of the, like, poor countries. Congratulations.
Yeah.
You thought you can compete with us? Like, that was the tone of the 90s.
Yeah. I can imagine. Yeah, I can imagine that. Yeah, but and it was horrible. It was very, I guess, like, brutal, you know, like, the word that I can find. And again, it affected, like, in much worse way the families like mine.